Mark Zuckerman gets us started. Massinsports.com. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. I'm now on losses are good mode for the Nationals. They went into sell mode. It's tank season. They have the fourth best shot at the number one pick. There's no rules against them getting the number one pick this year. Let's go get the top pick.
I get where you're coming from, Grant, but here's what I would say. If you're somebody who cares about the progress of the rebuild, and you've seen over the last 3 years them work their way up now to 71 wins last year, and this year they've been ahead of that pace, I think emotionally there's a little bit of a letdown if you end up somewhere in the 60s this year with one of the worst records in baseball. But I think even on a more practical level, here's what I'd say in counter to that. And I'm not saying this should be the case, but I think it could be the case. If they fall back to that extent, then is it a harder sell for Mike Rizzo to go to Mark Lerner this winter and say, hey, we're ready to win, go spend us some money on free agents, as opposed to if you get to 75, 76 wins and you say, hey, we hung around for a while, we've got good young pitching, we got the other young kids up here, we're ready, but we've got a couple important holes we need to fill. It's time to start spending on free agents again. I think it's a little easier sell. And again, I'm not saying it should be that way, but I think on some kind of subconscious level, you see a team in the mid-70s, you think, okay, we're not that far away. You see a team in the 60s, you're saying, no, we're not ready to win yet.
Mark, what's going on with Mackenzie Gore? He had one strikeout the other night. I think he'd like it to no longer be July. I know it's not anymore, but goodness gracious, just it has not seemed like himself here. It really looks like he's really fighting and going through something.
Well, the good news, Danny, is that actually he felt like it was a step forward yesterday, and it was, given what he had done the last few weeks prior to that. The one strikeout was odd. His velocity was down a little bit. He said it was a combination of, I think, just his stuff didn't feel as good. He did go into the start kind of making a point to say, I need to throw more strikes, given how high his pitch counts had been recently, and so a little different approach. And he said the Diamondbacks were very aggressive against him, and that was their mindset offensively the entire series. They swung early in the count, so he didn't get the two strikes a lot. The last inning of it didn't go so well. There was an inherited runner that scored. I thought up to that point it was a step forward for him. Obviously not as good as he needs to be or wants to be. Hopefully this is like the first step towards him returning to that. These last 2 months are huge for him. If he really is going to be a frontline starter for this team, he's got to show he can do it over a full season. And what he did in July really negated a lot of the good things he did from April to June.
Mark, James Wood, 3-for-9 in the Diamondbacks series, also walked 4 times, which was really good to see. The process has been excellent. The results have kind of varied from time to time. But how you feeling about the rookie at this point?
I'm still feeling really good. There was that lull there in like his second and third week in the big leagues where he was swinging at everything. He didn't draw any walks, I think, over like 50 plate appearances. Was starting to get frustrated, was hitting the ball hard, but a lot on the ground. He's elevating the ball now. He's hitting for extra bases. And what you said about the 4 walks, I thought that was huge. There was one in the 9th inning yesterday when they're trying to mount a comeback, and he's got a chance in the top of the 9th to either tie the game or give him the lead. And he gets to a 3-2 count, and I'm sure he's feeling like, hey, I can be the hero here. And instead, he got a pitch off the plate, and he took it for ball 4, and he brought up the next batter. Now, the next batter, I think it was Harold Ramirez, struck out, so it didn't work out. But from his individual standpoint, that's what you want to see. If you get the right pitch to swing out, go for it. He didn't take your walk. I think that's an important lesson for a 21-year-old, and I've seen more patience from him over the last week or so to go along with hitting the ball hard when he does get it over the plate.
Mark, something that it's easy for me as just a obloviating jerk to talk about trading guys or sell this guy or cut this guy, et cetera. But you're on the front lines. You're in the locker room. You talk to these guys. You build your relationships as you've done for so many years. What was the mood post-trade deadline of the guys in the clubhouse?
It wasn't great, I'll be honest. It was pretty down. Also didn't help that they lost that game 17-0.
So sure, yeah.
What kind of mood you're going to be in anyways, but I think they understood the Winker and Floro trades, that these guys were brought in on one-year deals. They did well. You flip them to get something in return. I think the Lane Thomas one hurt them legitimately. They looked at him as an important player and leader on the team and somebody who they believe could be part of a team that's trying to win next year. Now, I understand the reasons why they made the move, and if Dylan Cruz is everything he's supposed to be, he's going to take that spot anyway. So it made sense from a baseball standpoint. But I do think they didn't love it. Now, they were glad that Finnegan wasn't traded. for sure. There was a sigh of relief there. If he had gone too, you would have had a lot of disappointed people in there. But I think more than anything, the guys who've now been around for a few cycles of this, and Finnegan's at the top of the list because he's actually been here since 2020, this is four straight years they've been sellers. They don't want to be in this position anymore. They're sick of it. Finnegan's sick of having his name come up every July, even though he ultimately has been retained. They really want a year from now to be on the other side of the equation and be in a position where the front office is trying to add players instead of subtract them. Obviously, it's up to them to perform. But this one, I think even more so than the previous years, felt like, boy, are we still in this position? We're still selling guys off, especially guys who have another year of control. So they understood the reasons why, but I think emotionally it was a tough one for them.
Mark, great as always. Thank you for the info.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Enjoy the homestand. Be good.